We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Benevolent viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com, with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a microfinance bank in Bolivia has been helping the underserved for 25 years. In technology news, United Kingdom researchers develop computers that can carry on a conversation. In hero news, a Canadian motorist in distress is helped off the highway by a brave fellow driver. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 18th, is the birthday of the President of Mexico, His Excellency Felipe de Jesus Calderón Hinojosa. Born in 1962 in Morelia, Michoacán, Mexico, President Calderón is recognized as a global leader in halting climate change. His Excellency has advocated environmental preservation and for sustainable energy. He had also called for the COP16 United Nations Climate Change Conference, which was held in Cancun, Mexico in December 2010. At this important eco-protecting event, President Calderón shared a warm exchange with Supreme Master Qinghai, who was invited to attend the conference by the Mexican government. Today is also the birthday of the President of Namibia, His Excellency, Hifikepunye Lucas Pohamba, born in 1935 in Okang Huri, Namibia. His Excellency has expressed his dedication to enhancing infrastructure and the well-being of his co-citizens. In addition, President Pohamba promotes joint efforts for continued peace and stability in the country. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies, Felipe de Jesus Calderón Hinojosa and Hifikepunye Lucas Pohamba, for your dedicated efforts on behalf of your homelands and the planet. We respectfully wish you very joyful and blessed birthdays with cherished ones.
Blind News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from the Philippines. At the end of June 2011, flash floods swept through Davao City in Mindanao after heavy rains caused the Panji River to overflow, with flood waters reaching as high as 3 meters. As the rains also triggered landslides, at least 30 fatalities were reported, with 15,000 families affected and some 7,400 people rendered homeless. Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately donated $10,000 with all her love and prayers, asking that our nearby association members please go to comfort the most vulnerable. This amount could acquire $135,000 in urgent necessities if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Flying from Manila, our Philippine Association members reached Davao and, with the assistance of officials from the Department of Social Welfare and Development, began relief operations in the affected area where more than 3,000 families were staying. Although various organizations had donated food supplies, the flood victims were still in dire need of other daily necessities as well as housing materials to rebuild their damaged homes.
Ito ang pinaka malaki na tubig na na-experience ko. Tsaka kami, mga pole damage saka partial damage, maraming na disgrasya, maraming nangamatay doon sa kapurok namin. Tsaka natakot kami masyado kasi sikap hindi makarescue sa amin dahil sa malakas ang agos ng tubig. Saka ang likod ko na anod ng baha, pero pag ano namin, tagaliig na ang tubig, tapos natakot na kami masyado.
Our association members purchased blankets, mats, towels, mosquito nets, detergents and bath soaps for 1,000 families. The Department of Social Welfare and Development officials were surprised and delighted, saying it was the first time that the storm victims would be receiving these kinds of goods.
Magpasalamat talaga kami sa siyudad sa Davao sa pag-respond ninyo, pagtulong ninyo sa ating mga biktima sa baha. Maraming salamat talaga kay Supreme Master Qinghai sa pagpadala ng team.
Maraming salamat, lalo na sa the Supreme Master Qinghai. Salamat ho.
Our appreciation for the caring assistance of the Philippine officials, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt aid and our association's relief team for their loving efforts to comfort the affected, wishing the Philippine people a swift recuperation of their regular day-to-day lives as we pray for the cessation of such disasters through humanity's more considerate care of the ecosphere.
Floods claim lives in Sudan. Following floods that struck in eastern Sudan at the beginning of August when the Algash River burst its levees and inundated the city of Kassala, Radio Dabanga of Darfur has reported that the overflowing Wadi Balal River in western Darfur state's Tulus city flooded 700 homes and 300 acres of cropland last week, also destroying corn and bean plantations. Several other cities were also affected. Meanwhile, losses were also noted in neighboring North Kordofan, where Parliament member Abdullah Al-Asr said that at least 100 houses had collapsed as a result of the floods.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our nearby association members to please find out from local officials or agencies whether aid is required. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern for those suffering from floods in Sudan. May such distressing conditions be alleviated as we strive for greater kindness toward all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
And pledge Go Green to Save the Planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 524. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. Throughout countries and regions that include Europe, India, Libya, Syria, United States, and Yemen, people continue to demand equality and respect for human rights as they ask that their governments act in the best interests of all fellow country persons.
United States. Immigrant rights groups in at least 16 cities across the country held a day of action on Tuesday, August 16th, to call for President Barack Obama to halt a controversial Secure Communities program that has resulted in a large number of people who lack legal residency permits being deported for minor violations such as traffic violations.
Europe. Following a meeting on Tuesday, August 16th, to discuss solutions to the Eurozone financial crisis, French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel proposed the creation of a single European economic governing body comprised of Eurozone nation heads of state and other officials. Under this proposal, which they stated would create a long-term solution preferable to short-term plans like a single European bond, balanced budgets would be mandatory, with economic policy coordinated across euro currency countries.
India. In spite of being freed from jail on Tuesday, anti-corruption activist Anna Hazare refused to leave without restrictions being lifted from the length of his protesting fast. Supporters meanwhile continued with massive rallies in cities across India, such as New Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Kolkata, Chennai, Patna, Lucknow, Ahmedabad, Ranchi, and Bhopal, all calling similarly for an end to government corruption.
Palestine. Palestine-based Ma'an News Agency reports that a teen in Gaza died Tuesday of gunshot wounds from bullets fired by Israeli defense forces when he got too close to a security fence. During an airstrike the same day that the Israeli army said was in retaliation for a rocket attack from Gaza, Palestinian Health Ministry official Adam Abu Salmiya stated that one man was killed and seven others injured, including a six-year-old child.
As we mourn the loss of cherished lives and are saddened by the injured and suffering, we pray for all turmoil to subside so that people everywhere may decide to live in shared freedom and dignity as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
It is some awakening to some extent that people suddenly find the strength and courage to express what's important in their heart. That is a good sign. And a peaceful protest is not contradict peace-loving and non-violence concept. I would salute their bravery and straightforward honesty in facing mighty power, tanks, guns, missiles, and other weapons with their bare hands and faith in their heart. I wish the sincere people all the best and that they will find what they want, and above all, that they would look into their hearts to seek the root cause of all problems, and that heavens will light their ways forever, and that heaven will also enlighten the leaders to listen to sincere, honest requests on their subject, so that they both will live in peace and in loving cooperation for the sake of their country to prosper, to be blessed, to be happy forevermore.
Tôi thường bước qua những thi hài xám lạnh, những xác thân ta vẫn gọi kẻ thù. Trên con đường tay cắp sách vô tư, và khi đó tuổi tôi còn thơ ấu. Nhà dì tôi nổ tung loáng vết máu, lúc dì vừa 34 tuổi đời. Khuôn mặt dì từng mảnh vỡ tả tơi, sáng hôm sau tôi chẳng còn nhận được. Ta sẽ còn sinh ra trong kiếp khác, lòng băn khoăn tôi tư lự ưu sầu. Đứa chén què sẽ lạc bước về đâu, và xương vụn cùng mảnh hồn tan tách. Chúng có được hợp về trong cõi khác, để giao hoàn cho lại kiếp toàn thân. Tôi đi qua bao lầu gác ruội tàn, trên con đường trở về từ thành phố. Cả kiếp người cần cù và gian khổ, thành cho tàn trong gió muộn tà tơ. Người cao niên thành điên loạn rối bời, kẻ thanh thiếu ôm nỗi lòng hư hoại. Kiếp khốn đó bám theo đàn trẻ dại, có còn gì để nuôi chúng lớn lên? Chú của tôi bị bắt giải về trên, mang án nặng là theo phe phản động. Em họ tôi uất hờn trong cuộc sống, trốn quân trường chối bỏ việc đáo binh. Cả hai người trốn lấp chốn ngục hình, hai bản án tù chúng thân cấm cố. Họ hàng tôi còn có nhiều vô số, làm cấp cao trong đội ngũ quan quyền. Giờ sát thân nửa chết nửa tật nguyền, chẳng giúp được một chút gì cho họ. Tôi chứng kiến bao nhiêu điều oán khó, những điều tôi sẽ vĩnh viễn khôn quên. Những hãi hùng chúng sướng máu chiến tranh sẽ ghi đậm vào lòng tôi mãi mãi. Tôi tự hỏi, ai tượng trưng lẽ phải? Lòng vẫn lòng, ai là kẻ thù ta? Hai bên đều theo lý tưởng cao xa, niềm tin mạnh gấp ngàn lần gươm súng. Tôi dân quèn, sao dám đòi lựa chọn? Chỉ mong cầu một cuộc sống an vui, hoặc thế này, hãy thế khác mà thôi. Đã cùng sức kéo lê đời sợ hãi.
Let peace be here now.
Supreme Master Qinghai speaks with Her Excellency Annette Liu. On Tuesday, August 16th, Formosa or Taiwan's 8th Vice President Annette Shou Lin Liu visited the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's Shihu Center. There, Her Excellency was offered a tour of Shihu, including the Rainbow Garden, the Nectar River, and Supreme Master Qinghai's Meditation Cave. Her Excellency Liu remarked that she was very touched upon seeing that such a great person would live in such a humble way. She also gave Supreme Master Qinghai a set of cups with the title Peaceful Prosperous Era Begins When the Lotus Blossoms.
A vegan meal presented later was enjoyed by Ms. Xu Lian Lu, as well as some 50 accompanying security personnel who said that they were very impressed by the delicate and delicious plant-based fare. During her visit, Her Excellency also had the opportunity to speak via video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, who graciously set aside time from her busy schedule for an interview in which she conveyed her deep concerns about the future of our planet if humanity does not quickly adopt the more compassionate vegan lifestyle.
整个地球发生很多的问题，那师傅你看来在最近啊，比如说今年底之内有没有要特别要注意哪些安全在天灾方面？
哦，现在的话都很乱了，哎，哪一个天灾都有了啊，不是地震就是台风，不是台风就是水灾，不是水灾就是旱灾，不是旱灾就是热浪。那么不然的话，我们现在还有一个很大危险，就是太阳啦。太阳也许会改变自己，然后影响我们太大了。如果太阳有爆发或是送太多它的那个热量的话，我们地球不用谈了，不用谈别的灾难了。还有有种宇宙啊，也送过来给我们一种很大的能量了，大概 destructive。因为我们没办法接受这种能量，除了我们全球有道德方面有改变，全部都失速，全部都整理我们的道德的内心的话。只有这个能力才能够抵抗这种宇宙的那个爆发的能量。
Our deep appreciation, Your Excellency Annette Shou Lian Liu, for your cordial visit and for your concern for the protection of our Earth. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's precious time and energy to share these insights. Let us all quickly heed such urgent messages and cultivate our inner love so that we may soon herald a harmonious, saved world.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Experts in the UK reporting on August 16, 2011 state that global warming-related malaria is reducing wildlife populations, with 30% of UK house sparrows that are infected with malaria, as well as two-thirds of the country's 38,000 tawny owls being afflicted thus far.
Save Our Planet. On August 12, 2011, the Australian government released a first-ever report on water quality in the Great Barrier Reef, finding that 28,000 kilograms of chemical pesticides from agricultural runoff enter the area annually, along with 14 million metric tons of contaminating sediment that originates primarily from livestock cattle farms.
It's Goofy the Giraffe here! I'm eating the appetizing vegan way, foods without any animal products. Today I have a tip on a healthful food, organic tahini. Made from sesame seeds, it contains omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, vitamin B1, iron, copper, magnesium, phosphorus, and manganese. You can also enjoy tahini in hummus, on sandwiches, in salad dressing, as a sauce for pasta, or as a dip for fresh vegetables. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
humanitarian news, a microfinance bank in Bolivia has been helping the underserved for 25 years. Banco FRE began with just one computer in La Paz as a non-governmental organization and now is a bank with 150 branches around Bolivia. The bank's focus is on providing microcredit to disadvantaged individuals. Banco FRE received an Inter-American Development Bank Microenterprise Development Award in 2010 for best practices in social performance. In addition, it has supported recycling programs and improved access to schools and the justice system as part of its corporate social responsibility plan. Our earnest gratitude, Banco FRE, for your dedication to assisting others in building successful livelihoods. May all Bolivians be blessed with security and prosperity on a sustainable earth.
In technology news, United Kingdom researchers work to develop computers that can carry on conversations. In a more than 7 million euro project, scientists from the universities of Edinburgh, Cambridge and Sheffield of the UK are endeavoring to create technologies that can produce and recognize natural sounding speech and interact with a person in a normal way. They could help enhance computers and lead to more voice-controlled devices in the home, which could assist the elderly and people with disabilities in staying independent. Expected to be available in the next 5 years, the innovation is funded by the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, a UK government agency. What wonderful advancements, participating United Kingdom researchers! We look forward to your invention and others that can be beneficial to many lives. Up next, a quick-thinking driver helps save a woman on a busy Canadian highway. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More befitting news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, invigorating news for a regenerated world. In Hero News, a woman in distress is helped off the highway by a brave man. Mr. Courtney Smith of Coquitlam, British Columbia, Canada, was on his way to work when he noticed that the driver of a nearby car was unconscious and slumped over. Mr. Smith managed to move his vehicle in front of the woman's car, allowing it to collide with his truck as he applied the brakes. In this way, the woman's car eventually came to a stop against guardrails. Mr. Smith was immediately joined by Mr. Ron McLeod, who helped pull the woman from her vehicle and then administered cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR. An ambulance quickly arrived to take the woman to the hospital, where her condition was critical but stable. Bravo, Mr. Courtney Smith, for your quick thinking and incredibly courageous action. Our appreciation also, Mr. Ron McLeod, for your very timely assistance. We wish the rescued motorist involved makes a full recovery and has many more vibrant years ahead.
For their life-saving deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Courtney Smith and Mr. Ron McLeod, each with the Shining World Hero Award. Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Urgent Message.
A woman wanted to reach her husband on his mobile phone, but discovered that she was out of credit. So she instructed her son to use his own phone to pass across an urgent message to his father, who was on site. After the son had called, he got back to inform his mother that a lady had answered the phone 3 times when he had tried to reach his father on the mobile. The wife waited impatiently for her husband to return from work, and upon seeing him in the driveway, she rushed out and gave him a good slap on the face. And then she slapped him again for good measure. People from the neighborhood all rushed around to find out what was the cause of the commotion. The woman asked Junior to tell everybody what the lady said to him when he tried to call his father. The son said, "The subscriber you have called is not available. Please try to call again later."
And now for viewers' heartlines on Entering the World of Vegan Fashion with designer and ecopreneur Nancy Dong on Vegetarian Elite. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Great stuff! Cruz from the United Kingdom.
Hope to see those clothes sold in France. Bill.
Compassionate Cruz and Bill, thank you for your vegan-friendly messages. the animal-free clothes, shoes, and accessory by eco-designers such as Nancy Dong are not only beautiful, but durable and cruelty-free. It goes to show that we can be both kind and also stylish, with divine grace to you and the elegant people of the United Kingdom and France.
Do you have a heartland today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith, compassion, and joy be your gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Calling for unity in her country, Burmese pro-democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi is greeted by thousands of supporters as she makes her first peaceful political trip in 7 years outside the nation's main city of Yangon.
A report by the International Monetary Fund states that Iran's economy grew by 3.2% in 2011 thanks to certain government reforms that have reduced poverty and inflation.
International environmental group Greenpeace donates its Rainbow Warrior 2 ship to the Bangladeshi charity Friendship to be turned into a floating hospital that can provide medical care for less fortunate communities in Bangladesh.
Following a destructive tornado in North Carolina, USA, Christian humanitarian organization Samaritan's Purse is helping 10 families who did not have insurance to cover the necessary reconstruction by rebuilding their homes free of charge.
During his summer holiday, 11-year-old Andrew Adansi Bona of Ghana is walking office to office in the capital Accra to raise funds for his Save Somali Children from Hunger campaign. With $6,500 collected thus far, including a month's salary donated by his schoolteacher father.
Russia Today reports that a group of 186 parachutists formed a giant flower in the sky as they joined hands in a simultaneous free fall, setting a record for the largest skydiving event of its kind in the country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.